we've got new champions in AEW. All right, we got WWE releases. We got so much to cover, so much to get into. It's Rings and Rambles. It's Sportskeeda Wrestling. I'm Kevin here in the Midwest, and that is Nick, who's too far out west. A lot to cover. WWE releases. Let's get into these. We'll cover the results from last night's AEW Dynamite. Dynasty. How many people are making that mistake? A lot to get into. A lot of WWE releases right before the draft, which is later this week, and we can touch on the draft before we're done today. A big movie role, potentially, for a huge name in WWE, and potential for AEW to finally do this thing they've been asked to do for quite some time, streaming. So proper streaming on a proper streaming platform is being alluded to by them. So nice. We're getting into it here. So let's cover the WWE releases. These kind of came out on Friday during SmackDown. You can check out Dutch Mantel's reaction to that over on the WrestleBinge channel by Sportskeeda. The podcast is also up right now in audio platforms. This show will be up there too. So run down these names for me and tell me what you think, Nick.
Yeah, we got Sangha, Veer, Jinder Mahal, Xia Li, Zion Quinn, and Von Wagner all being released.
Von Wagner was just confirmed today, right?
Yes. Isn't that correct? Okay. Yes. And I'm reading this from Dave Meltzer here. He was a little surprised. I'm also a little surprised on a few of them, definitely. There was a couple of the wrestlers that I could have seen. You know, they weren't getting their time. They were kind of, you know, getting pushed off, showing up every 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. You know, like kind of like Jinder Mahal. He just wasn't around as often as maybe he liked to be. So maybe they had a mutual party. Now, I'm not sure there, but, you know, Xia Li, I thought she maybe could have stayed down in NXT or went down there, because I thought she was could have done well there in the women's division and stayed with WWE. But yeah, I don't know. How are you feeling about this, Kevin?
Talent comes in, talent goes out. I don't want to sound dehumanizing, but this is a WWE that has a lot of talent top to bottom.
Yeah,
it really, really does. This is a different WWE than it was even 2 or 3 years ago. You had releases last year. This is a part of the beast. People that claim, oh, WWE's cruel by doing this, I can see it. This isn't me absolving the company of anything. This is just a matter of the business now. And especially a WWE that's going to have so many people coming up from NXT. And when you have so many people coming up from NXT, those people that are mid-card, lower card, main roster, you're in a position of expendability. And that doesn't mean that you aren't talented or you don't have a place on television or you don't deserve it. It just means people are fighting for minutes on television. Right. And, you know, you have guys who years ago, Rick Boogs, great example. I mean, he got released last year, had a lot of support. Reportedly, he was a darling of Vince McMahon. Vince McMahon's out of there. He has an injury at WrestleMania, the worst time he can have one. And, you know, there's some talk that they were going to loot. They were going to win that match. You know, rips his quad in the ring. You know, it just happens. And these things happen for some people. Other people, like Xia Li and this current crop of people that were let go, she just got lost in the shuffle. They gave her this produced entrance. They were really, really excited about doing something with her. The first female Chinese star that they've had on the roster, featured in the Mae Young Classic. But then years later, things change. And there's other people that kind of get into the pecking order. Also, I think another big factor, and this is something I've heard some more people say, is they're giving more and more like concurrent TV time to the main event angles on every television show. And so, you know, the Bloodline, think how much TV time that takes up, not just the matches, but I'm saying the segments are longer. All right. Well, the segments work. Don't tell me the segments don't work.
Right.
They're much, much longer. And so you also have, you know, lower tier television shows like Main Event that are syndicated across the country internationally, but not even something a common fan feels they have to see. It's a fun thing to go see when you're there live and they tape it. And then WWE's doing different things like Speed, which is a show that's really going to be based on cruiserweight wrestlers. And that's a deal they have with social media. That a lot of these guys that were like, oh, heavyweights. That's another thing worth noting here. Is all the guys that were like, oh, Indusheer. That was like, we'll talk about Jinder in a little bit. Von Wagner today, 225, 230 plus, 245, big boys. You know what I mean? And so it's interesting when you look at that. When a couple of years ago, it was, no, you got to be a big guy. You had all the big guys. Right? And then 205 Live went away, and people thought, oh, well, they're going to back away from that. But if you look at NXT, they probably have a new crop of big guys, you know? Or they can get them and train them, and they're 10 years younger than the guys they're dealing with. I know Veer, or one of the members of Indashir, excuse me if I'm not quoting correctly, was basically saying in a promo that was translated that, you know, WWE's now released a bunch of different people here, and that they've released the only Indian talent they have, and India is such a big platform for wrestling, and I've heard that too. But they can, the weird thing is they can find new people, and will those people be as big as the stars they have? I don't know. Now, the biggest release is Jinder Mahal. Now, Jinder Mahal claimed in his kind of response to this that he quit the company and that he was a free agent in 90 days. You can quit the company and they can still give you a non-release and non-compete clause. How many people will end up on television? I don't know. So I'll be interested to see how this kind of plays out. I think for Jinder, I think he's a guy who's really, really talented, TV ready, was in the ring with The Rock in January, had a match with Seth Rollins, all these different things where it seemed like maybe they were going to do something, but he's been hot and cold, hot and cold, hot and cold for such a long time.
Yeah.
Along with the WWE Championships in 2017. I was there when he did it. Wild reaction when he did that. And that was his second run with WWE. Drew McIntyre, you know, did a post alluding that you can come back. You can always figure this out if you're healthy and you have the time in your ears. He could. Yeah. I don't know if he'll be positioned the same way, but I could also see if TNA has roles, TNA getting Jinder would be great. You know,
that is
AEW is a stacked roster too, where people were fighting for time. And yeah. I think that they've brought over enough WWE people right now that you bring over another one, it's odd, you know? So it's interesting to see how this plays out. Definitely those guys will hit the independent circuit too. I think Jinder would be really – Jinder on the independent circuit, because he's mainly just a WWE guy, would be really interesting. Like him in a GCW, him in like, you know, an NWA would be pretty cool. But I have people saying I have hurty feelings. Joy saying, ooh, I have hurty feelings.
Hurty feelings. Yeah, I would like to see Jinder in TNA, like you said. I think that'd be awesome. And, you know, TNA and WWE still kind of have some kind of thing there, you know. We saw a few of the wrestlers at Royal Rumble. Yeah, I would like to see Jinder at TNA, personally.
Yeah, TNA's done a pretty good job by people that went over there recently.
Yeah,
I spoke with Ash by Elegance. I have an interview up with her, by the way. Go check it out. It's up on the WrestleBinge channel. Nice. And she seems very, very happy there. Like, very, very happy there. So we had somebody asking about tonight's Monday at Raw. We'll get to everything with AEW Dynasty. I'll be clear. I didn't get to watch it. I had a wedding to go to yesterday and you had family commitments yesterday. So yes. I was hoping that I would get enough time today to watch this, but we were emphatically told, no, you got to get on there and talk about those releases. So we got in there and we talked about these releases. So we're going to cover those. It's interesting. Xia Li was announced for this battle royal tonight on Monday at Raw. Now, this is another one playing off the news last week that Rhea Ripley had to vacate the Women's Championship, the Women's World Championship, not the WWE Women's World title, the Women's World Championship. She had to vacate this last week on Monday Night Raw doing an injury, very, very popular star. Now, names are announced for this Battle Royal tonight to crown the new champion. We're not going to do a tournament. We're going to get right to it.
Right to
I'm okay
it.
With. Xia Li was announced for this. That was the crazy part here. But some surprising names. Mainly a lot of tag team performers in this. Becky Lynch, Liv Morgan, Nia Jax, Maxine Dupri, Chelsea Green, Natalya, Katana Chance, Indy Hartwell, Zoe Stark, Candice LeRae, Shayna Baszler, Tegan Knox, Piper Niven, and Ivy Nile. Now, Xia Li was announced, but was released on Friday, so it was interesting here. Also, they'll have a World Tag Team Championship match, Awesome Truth versus DIY, Andrade and Ricochet. Interesting team there. We'll take on Dominic and JD McDonough. So, plenty to offer on tonight's Monday Night Raw. They've been on a strong roll the past couple weeks. But what do you think of that battle royal there, and who could win the new championship? Who's the new mommy?
Oh, the new mommy. I don't know if there's going to be a new mommy, but I mean, there definitely is going to be a new champ, and I could see it going to, we talked about it, you know, Liv Morgan or Nia Jax is the way that I see it going. Either one of those two. Becky Lynch is also very strong in this match, but I just don't think that she's going to win. I think it's either Nia Jax or Liv Morgan. It's someone else's time right now. That's the way that I see it going. If I had to choose out of those two who I want to win, I guess Liv Morgan.
Nia Jax, formidable big person in this match. Got to get her over the top rope.
Yeah,
it's going to be tough. Piper Niven and Nia Jax having a moment in a big battle royal would be fun. I would like to see that.
That would be good.
I would like to see that. I do see Liv Morgan winning this title just to get under people's skin because she injured She injured Rhea. Getting more of your reaction here to the releases and different things like that that you guys have here. Other people saying Alexa Bliss returns, returns since Columbus. A lot of people have been saying Alexa Bliss today, that Alexa Bliss is just going to show up and return. And she has been seen since she, before her maternity leave, like well over a year ago now, right? She hasn't been in WWE. I've been seeing people post old Alexa Bliss stuff saying, oh, this is her coming back. Like, no, that's just fan pages sharing stuff like that. But I mean, if she shows up tonight, that'd be a great way to just reintroduce her. But if you have her come back and then she loses, I don't know what that says either. You know, she's a big enough name where if you had her come back, I think you'd want her to win the title right away and leapfrog everyone. But imagine all the people that'd be like, my faves, you came in over my fave. Why did you win over my fave? To the WWE releases and your comments, trying to keep up with this. John Roser saying, Jinder, Heath, Drew, when his contract was up, his 3MB, he jumped over it into TNA. Oh, so that would be something. Yeah, they did that.
Yeah.
And people think they'll go to, oh, Drew McIntyre. He's saying Drew McIntyre will go to TNA, join Jinder. I don't know about that. That's what's also worth noting. Drew McIntyre reportedly has not signed a new deal. His deal is coming up fairly soon. And he is still a very active member of WWE television storylines and things that are building to Backlash and stuff like that. Backlash coming up at the beginning of May here, just about 2 weeks or so. People talking about this. Jasmine saying the OG bloodline versus the new bloodline will be awesome. And that is when Roman Reigns returns. Yes, we're kind of seeing that form together on SmackDown with Solo Sikoa kind of presenting this new version of the bloodline Samoan faction with Tama Tonga being reintroduced. This adds to news with this week's WWE draft, all these releases the week of the draft.
Yeah.
I'll say this objectively, the releases make sense right before the draft.
Yeah.
You know, like if you know you're not doing anything with these talents and you're doing a draft and you're reshuffling the television rosters, that makes some sense.
I agree there. I agree.
Josh was, Jinder was so underrated. This is Josh Salmon, who is this Green Bay Packers. Yeah. He was, I think he was an underrated wrestler. I think he never got his real deep. Do even when he was a world champion, you know, like I think some people said he was a boring world champion, but he got heat. You know, he got the reactions you want him to get. It wasn't like the crowds are quiet when he went out there, you know. But it was shocking when he won. I remember being in the room when he won in Chicago. No one expected that. Other changes though, back to this bloodline thing. I know I'm jumping around on topics here. I had this in my notes, so I was going to touch on this now. Jacob Fatu, member of the Samoan bloodline. And related to, of course, the Usos, he is someone that is talked about as joining WWE and could be introduced within the next week or two, reportedly. So him being introduced on the bloodline is what everyone thinks is going to happen. The dots are fairly easy to connect. He's a big boy too. You want to talk about big boys leaving WWE? You got some big boys coming in. And he's also a kind of a super heavyweight that can move. He's a big guy. He has a lot of weight on him here. What do you think of this? A lot of shuffle here before the WWE draft, huh?
Yeah, I like it. I actually got to see Jacob Fatu live at Supreme Pro Wrestling out here in Sacramento. And he just came through, did a little feature. And you know, he actually was in the title match. And it was a great match. The guy can move, like you said, for a big boy. So I think him coming to WWE is a good move. It's good for the bloodline, for the story. And I'm also excited to see the good bloodline versus the bad bloodline. And does that mean that we're going to get Jimmy and Jay back together? Is that what we're going to see here? Is Jimmy going to be part of the good bloodline?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying there isn't any juice in the berry. People yelling need at us. I don't know if there's any juice in the berry of the brother versus brother thing, but they built that up, and it is the one match coming out of WrestleMania where I was like, it just didn't meet the expectations I think people had for it. Am I fair in saying that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
it was like it happened. They went, then they just went into the finish, and it just, you know what I mean? Like you thought you were going to get so much more out of it, but maybe they get another crack at it. You know, but it definitely seems like Jay's very over as a Jey Uso the chanting and everything. He's very over, very over. It's one of the most over things in WWE right now in terms of an entrance. Paul Savage sounding off here on the releases just a few days here before the WWE draft. The releases by WWE are just ridiculous. Getting rid of Veer, Mahan, Jinder Mahal was a massive mistake. They're at potential and put in the draft. I think Jinder had a case becoming the next Intercontinental Champion. As Mahan, he needs another run in WWE's tag team champions. So telling the people signing off on this. I do think gender was the biggest one. You could say was cut there. So.
Yeah.
enjoying the conversation here. So let's get into AEW Dynamite. They had a big eventful show from St. Louis. Sold out. And the big storyline coming out of this, besides potential injuries and different things like that, is Swerve Strickland is the new AEW World Champion. Valiantly being able to outmaneuver Samoa Joe, who had the title since December. He's the one who took it off of MJF, who was injured. MJF's status still seems quite positive with AEW, despite people just saying he's going to go to WWE. They want to say he's going to go to WWE. I'm more inclined to think that he's going to show up there. So like I said, I had the wedding earlier. I know you were busy with family stuff as well yesterday. Yes. So it's usually a show I try to watch if I have a AEW paper. I want to watch it the Sunday after. Usually it's on Saturday. So, you know, I'm used to pay-per-views on Saturdays of this. Too much going on.
Yeah.
But I don't mind spoiling the pay-per-view for myself here. Seems like a strong show. Sold-out show. I've heard very, very good things about it across the board. Swerve Strickland is the new champion, though. What do you think of this? He came out in the Black Panther gear. You come out in special gear. It's always – some people think that's always a giveaway. All right.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's very deserving. A lot of Swerve's been very over with the AEW crowd. A lot of people thought that he should have already been the champion when they had that triple threat match of, you know, just a few months ago. So I think this is deserving, and I think he's going to be a good champion over there. You know, he's charismatic. Like I said, he's over with the crowd. So congratulations to Swerve on beating Samoa Joe, who I thought was a very strong champion for AEW. But yeah, like I said, very deserving in my eyes.
I know a lot of African-American wrestling fans proud of this moment, declaring that he is the first African-American champion at the world championship level in AEW. I know a lot of people are fond of that. That is historic and that is special. Also running on the card, the Young Bucks had an interesting evening here with them as well. Certainly, we got to see through their interaction with FTR, the return of one Jungle Jack Perry. And that got quite the reaction from the crowd here. Quite the reaction. What did you think of that and how that played out?
I mean, coming out in the Sting mask and everything and then pushing over the ladder, you know, it was great. And then he had that smirk on his face. Big pop. It was a good moment there. You know, Jungle Jack Perry coming back is he needs to be back right now. He needs to be back, and that was a good way to bring him back. Just another little mischievous maneuver by him. You know, it's getting more heat on him, and I like it.
For sure. Roderick Strong defeating Kyle O'Reilly for the Intercontinental Championship. Willow Nightingale, excuse me, defeats Julia Hart for the AEW TBS Championship. House of Black wins a match? What? Yeah, they defeat Eddie Kingston, Adam Copeland, and Mark Briscoe, which is crazy because it's been a lot of talk that they just want to get out of AEW, and they're just losing every match they're in. Okada defeats Pac, who's not been on a lot of television for AEW. He's been injured so much in the opener. Chris Jericho also defeated Hook for the FTW champion. Aggravated a lot of people on the internet who don't like Chris Jericho already, and now they have more reason not to like him. And Will Ospreay defeats Bryan Danielson in another big pay-per-view match for Bryan Danielson. Many calling it the best match they've ever seen. You want your work rate? You want your five stars? You want your move for move? You want your close finish? You want your near injuries for Bryan Danielson? Man, he's already been injured quite a bit. You're getting it there. I'm excited to watch that match. Spoil it for myself. Couldn't get enough time to even prep for the show today. Tony Storm versus Thunder Rosa. Tony Storm wins. I think that was the right call. Tony Storm's just over, objectively. So a lot to go in there. Good day for them. Good day for AEW. We have good AEW news.
Yes.
AEW news.
I only got to see the opening match. You know, I got to see glimpses of everything else just because I had a bunch going on like you. Mm-hmm. And I want to say that Okada and the Bastard Pack match was great. And I've always liked the Bastard Pack's work, but that guy, he's a great worker inside the ring. And Okada, too. I mean, that was the first time they faced off against each other. But I really enjoyed that match, and I wish I could have watched the rest of it. But here we are. Here we are.
Here we are. Here we are. We'll talk about that WWE champion that could be in a big movie role at some point. So an interesting thing, we always have the post-show media scrum that goes on forever and ever and ever. I haven't dug into all of it, but an interesting thing that came up in that was AEW president Tony Khan talking about AEW's status as a media entity, and they haven't announced a new TV deal, and their TV deal currently with Warner Brothers Discovery is up this year. Warner Brothers Discovery is also going to potentially go through yet another merger this year. That's another factor here. He says, we have a really amazing relationship, and I think it's really great to have wrestling on TBS and TNT for fans every week. It's great American tradition, referencing WCW and the NWA. I really, really love it. All of the things to me, I love being here, and I can't wait to keep talking and keep figuring it out. But I definitely think you can count on, in 2025, at a minimum, the opportunity to stream the amazing library that we've built. Yes, talking about the AEW streaming archive, which if you have Sling or you have some type of like cable provider, you can essentially stream it. But I think what he's hopefully referencing here is maybe like, you know, an above the board, an OTT, like an HBO Max type thing.
Yeah.
And he referenced that they have, you know, hundreds of episodes of their TV shows, AEW Dynamite, Rampage, and Collision. He also touted the pay-per-views and thousands of hours of Ring of Honor footage, as well as the All-In event, and even said the opportunity to bring in more content mentioning New Japan Pro Wrestling by name. Of course, they have a long-standing relationship with New Japan. Interesting, but he doesn't really give you much details on this. The major business story for me with AEW, everyone talks about the ticket sales, which is certainly, you know, not a big thing. They sold out last night. Good night. They sell out on the pay-per-views. Pay-per-views, people will travel to the pay-per-views. There'll be some people that will go to those pay-per-views and they will hold out on not going to TV. And I've talked to fans that are like that too. And there's been a lot of flack for Tony Khan, but they had a good weekend, good show. Let the momentum ride here. But I was hoping they would announce some big media stuff here this weekend. This would be the weekend to do it, right?
It definitely would. I mean, pay-per-view weekend, sold out crowd. I mean, this is the time to do it, but you know, I'm excited for what's to come still, but I would have preferred the announcement, the official announcement. Yes.
Interesting stuff here all across the board. I mean, because WWE's got that Netflix deal starting in January 2025. If I'm AEW, I want to get on a streaming platform, maybe Max, if you're staying with Warner Brothers, and get on it as soon as possible. You know,
get it done.
In like January, they announced sports. I have HBO Max. You can watch a lot of sports on it now, live.
Yeah.
And they have the leg up on Netflix doing their live sporting stuff for the most part. Netflix has done this here and there, but in terms of like a hard rollout for everything, you know, it makes sense. But that was one thing I was kind of hoping. It was like, announce something. You know, this would be when you do that, you know?
Yeah.
And he did comment about MJF. I know some people saying MJF is out of the picture. And is he you're not going to come back? He said MJF is one of the biggest stars in AEW. I haven't seen him in recent months. I would love to get MJF back here soon. Sooner than later. Like, really soon. We've got many great things happening. I mean, you know, he's basically saying, yes, I want him back. But he doesn't say whether or not he's going to. Talking about Kenny Omega. Kenny Omega has a very, very serious issue with diverticulitis. And he's dealing with going back to Winnipeg. It would be great, even if he can't return to see Kenny Omega. I think that would be pretty awesome for the fans there. So that's still something that I'm optimistic. Hopefully we can do that. Kenny Omega made some headlines this past week. Do you hear about this?
Kenny Omega? I've heard a few things. Let me know. Let me know exactly what you're talking about.
He's doing the streams, doing the Twitch streams, kind of keeping his mind going, staying connected with the fans, right? And he basically alludes to the entire fight with CM Punk and the Elite and how, you should just allow these things. Like, like these are a part of the business. And he's kind of alluding to that. And he also says, I'm not a good EVP. I'm not good at this. I'm not made to do this. I came into the company wanting to do this. This isn't something I've honestly done in years. And I was just like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, he was just so... His candid nature about it was kind of like, whoa. So definitely seeing that the interesting things here. Adam Cole, people saying this, John Reyes, did you see the look Adam Cole gave Wardlow? Dude, the Undisputed Kingdom faction was supposed to be such a big thing, and they just don't feel like a big thing at all. Am I wrong? They don't feel like they're what they're supposed to be.
No, that I felt like they were brought in to do bigger things, or and they're just I agree with you right here. They don't look as strong as they should.
People ask, what do you think of Jack Perry's return? He's the no good son of a bitch who's going to get heat. So you need people that are going to get heat. You know, I mean, think about that. You need people that are going to get heat and get reactions. Yeah. And not just, oh, I like this guy and he's a villain and he's cool. They have a lot of cool villains. You know what I mean? Like, that was the thing with, like, Swerve. Like, they were still trying to make him a villain when the crowds are chanting for him. They were still trying to have him, like, break Dustin Rhodes' leg with a cinder block when he was getting cheered. You know, it's like, play to the organic wave. You know, when you try to work against it, you have situations like 10 years ago when WWE was trying to tell you that Daniel Bryan's not the guy. Well, he's the guy. Listen to the audience. He's the guy, you know.
Yeah.
Here we go. Talk to the draft. So who do you think where the draft is going to lay down? Where do you think a big name like Cody Rhodes? We have a big story about Cody Rhodes in a minute here. I could see him moving to SmackDown. I mean, SmackDown is going to feel like, I'm not going to say less of a show, but this draft, I think, is going to be very indicative of how WWE feels about their television deals, too. And if you're a TV partner, you want a good roster because you're going to have TV shows like they had in 2019, USA Network, NBC Universal. They're gonna get SmackDown on Fridays starting later this year. We think it's Fridays. Keep it moving. I could see them moving it. Watch out Wednesday nights. SmackDown on Wednesdays. They're gonna mess up your stuff, Tony.
Wednesday night.
I would love to see the react. I would love to be in the office in Jacksonville if that news comes down hypothetically. But then you also have Raw going to Netflix, and that's a $5 billion deal. And I think that rollout's gonna be huge, and they're gonna want big names on it. So I mean, this draft. People are kind of sleeping on this draft in terms of the importance of it. But it shows a lot more front service as to where WWE is moving under the surface. What do you think here? I think Cody going to SmackDown is the way to tell the audience. Mind you, once you get into WrestleMania season, it's all out the window. It really doesn't matter. But, you know, the 8 months out of the year that it doesn't, different story.
Yeah, I think it would be smart to put Cody on SmackDown, especially since, you know, that's going to be the televised one right there. That's going to be on national TV. And I think I don't know if you feel this way, but I feel like maybe when they're putting Raw and everything on Netflix, I think that they're going to go a little bit more edgier. I think that they've been introducing that a little bit, and I think they're going to keep the TV PG for SmackDown. I think Cody Rhodes is a huge fan favorite amongst all ages, and it would be a great move to keep him on SmackDown in front of the televised audience, not the streaming audience. But they could go either way here, because if Cody goes to Raw and they have the Netflix deal and all that, that would be a great draw for people to go to Netflix as well. But I do see him moving over to SmackDown with this draft.
I think so too, but I do think you'll see some big moves. Another one here is Ruben Draper saying the Bloodline story is just getting started. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Do you break up members of the Bloodline? You know, do you break up factions, break up tag teams and stuff like that? It'll be interesting. People say, bring back Brock Lesnar. I don't know about that. He's still associated with the entire Vince McMahon scandal. He's associated with it. I wouldn't say he's an active participant in it. I can't confirm that to you or anything like that. But it is certainly associated. It's not good either. You know,
right.
People saying, where's Britt Baker? Well, Tony Khan did talk about that last night's AEW Dynamite Dynasty. Did it again.
It's easy to
push a press conference. I was burping there. He goes, the sooner she's back, the better. She's a great world champion for us. Great representative for AEW. We've missed her and would be tremendous. Where has she been? You know what I mean? Like, that's like another, there's so many things about AEW that you notice a little bit more because it's just a newer operation. Is where has she been? You know, like Miro.
Yeah.
Where is this guy?
Where is he?
He's a huge name. And he comes in and then he's there and then he's gone. Like Orange Cassidy was on TV every week. And then he's gone. Dan Housen.
Weird how it goes.
Dan Housen.
Yeah.
Huge name.
Yeah.
Way over. Gone. He's up. He's somewhere over here. Go find
it him. It is weird how that tends to be a trend in AEW.
We're getting into your questions. We're jumping around here. I know. If someone's just watching the show and they're not a hardcore wrestling fan, they're like, what? What are they talking about here? We'll do a couple more. Guy called French Fries, whose avatar is just French Fries. I'm a fan of it.
Love it.
Is there something on the fries? I hate when people put stuff on the fries before I put stuff on my own fries.
Like some parsley.
Now we're getting. Is that parsley?
And I don't know.
Are you eating vegetables? I'm eating starch here. Leave me alone. Thoughts on NXT being a part of the draft? What do you think?
I think it's cool. I think it's, you know, just adds more to it. This is another element. I don't mind it. We'll see how it goes.
You got to have call-ups. You got to have call-ups. I mean, there's a lot of people that are just due to get drafted up to there. And if they get to draft some people over, I think that's interesting as well. It's also worth noting NXT is going to be on television. They're going to have a new TV home, CW. They're going to be on broadcast television. Is it a bigger platform than USA? Actually, oddly enough, when you see broadcast TV, that's more available because it's free. But with streaming and everything, it kind of like levels out, you know? One thing to note, though, is the CW app is free. So if you don't have it, you can stream the show in most parts of the United States and North America. That'll be coming up in October. And I think this will be another thing that's kind of indicative of where WWE sees that show going as a television property. Do they want to invest more talent in it? Do you want more big names on there? My crazy prediction, I don't think it's going to happen, by the way. My crazy out there prediction. Did I tell you what my crazy out there prediction is?
You didn't tell me, but I want to hear you
about what I think NXT does.
Let me hear it.
I'm not saying it's going to happen. Roman Reigns needs to reboot his career.
Oh, my goodness.
Roman Reigns needs to figure out where he's going, man. He needs to acknowledge that he's back at square one.
Oh, my.
And you have to go back and redevelop who you are, big dog. All right?
Okay.
And I think him having a reboot just for a little bit in NXT, when they move over to CW, put a big name on there, big name storyline, have him reboot himself. He's back. Well, this is November's Survivor Series, right?
Yeah.
Some people saying he's going to do something at Survivor Series or he'll be back in the mix by then. Who knows? But, you know, Triple H promising some mind-blowing stuff with him. Want to blow some minds? Do you love yourself some Roman Reigns? Got to tune into CW.
Oh, man. Got
to tune into CW, what he's doing. Steve Sir saying Shinsuke Nakamura should go to NXT. Shinsuke is a name who's very viable, but you know he's been losing a lot of big matches recently.
Yeah.
But he's very credible. You can tell the WWE definitely values him, you know, and they've done a lot of things with him to make him the pivotal transitional guy to get a storyline going or get another major, more high-ranking player. So people think that's a bad position to be. It is not. It's a very good position to be in. But obviously, he's not as big a star as he was when he came out of NXT, when he was headlining the Tokyo Dome. They've tried to do some fun things like the misting and the promos in Japanese have been really interesting for him to do. So they've given him some real equity. But him in NXT would be interesting, but he'd be there with a lot of younger talent. Yeah. NXT needs to be focused on younger talent. But if you go there and you go to NXT and you put some people that are big names like a Nakamura, like name somebody, you know what I mean? Like somebody's mid-card who just isn't getting the go they have. You have more TV time there. And if you go and you give some main roster people their own island, if you will, for a little while to do a storyline that makes them interesting and viable and different. People saying it's been good for Baron Corbin. You're right, Steve. It's been great for Baron Corbin. Great.
True.
Perfect guy to go there. You know, it was a perfect time for him to go there. He'd done everything. And now he comes back to Raw and SmackDown. It's going to be fresh. I think he goes to Raw or SmackDown, by the way. I don't think he stays in NXT. Tony Kimura says, I'm looking for NXT newcomer and former world stardom champion Julia to be a big star. I agree. I think you're going to see some people get called up, by the way, from the ranks and see how those things go. People saying Piper Niven is going to win tonight. That'd be interesting. It'd be a surprise choice
cool.
there if Piper won the title.
Would be a shocker, but it'd be good.
Before we sign off here, what do you think of this whole sitch?
Oh, yeah.
So with these Uncle Howdy teases, the QR codes. These aren't popping off. WWE dropped these on Raw and SmackDown, and they lead to this vague imagery and puzzle stuff that we have to follow. It's very similar to Chase the Rabbit, but it's not as clear in terms of the iconography of what they're going for and the symbolism. A lot of people assume that this is about Bo Dallas coming back, and he's Uncle Howdy. Uncle Howdy definitely going to be an epic, definitely for the late Bray. There's some people saying that Eric Rowan has called off his independent dates. Some people think that means that he's going back to WWE. So there's a lot of resources here. You have Braun Strowman who could come back if you want to put that group really together of just names you know that are familiar with Bray Wyatt. But still, a lot of emotions to bring this back and make it work, right?
Yeah. I mean, I still think that, I mean, you could see it at the Hall of Fame when they had the little statue of, well, it's a big statue, it's life size, of Bray Wyatt. You know, Bo Dallas, Braun Strowman, they were still very emotional about everything. So, you know, it would be interesting to see how soon they bring it back. But I mean, they're teasing it. They're doing the QR codes, all that, which I'm into. When Bray was there and they were doing that, that was keeping me intrigued week to week. I was looking for it. I was like, oh, where's it at? I want to see the next clue and all this stuff. So I like that they're bringing that back. But I think it will be good when Uncle Howdy comes back. And I could see, you know, Eric Rowan and Braun Strowman backing Bo Dallas and you know, just rejoining that group just in honor of Bray. And it would be great.
French fries, once again, coming back. Wonder what Punk is doing. He'll be at both nights of the draft, since he's confirmed for both nights. Yes, it'll be one night on Raw and then one night on SmackDown. Make it simple, by the way. NXT will be a part of it that week. Not this week, but it'll be next week. Am I correct in that assumption? We're not starting the draft tonight.
It's next week. No, it's next week.
Yeah, so, yeah, but it's good. If Punk can't physically go in the ring and you have this tricep injury, but he's got an injury where he can still travel with it and go and do an angle, like we saw him do at WrestleMania, we saw him do it at the Raw after WrestleMania, you're going to get to him and Drew. But you also have Drew posting pictures of himself blowing the kiss like Punk did when he walked out of WWE with the title. If they kind of try to replicate that with Drew McIntyre, that'd be interesting here. People saying it starts on Friday. Yes. Thank you. Appreciate that. It'll be interesting, man. It'll be interesting to see how this plays out.
Yeah, I'm excited.
It's the way to keep him on the show and keep him active. I think he stays on Raw. His demographics of the audiences that like him are all 25 and up, really. The younger audience doesn't like him nearly as much as the kids do because they grew up with him. And they're going to pay for Netflix.
Yep, I agree. I think you got to keep CM Punk on Raw for the exact reasons that you just named right there.
A lot of stuff to cover here. One thing before we sign off here. Are you a fan of the Naked Gun franchise? Have you ever seen the Naked Gun movies?
I've seen, yes. Those are throwback now.
Yeah, I know. I'm bringing up OJ right after he passed away. But... Oh, I know. The Naked Gun movies are pretty ridiculous movies. Pretty funny movies starring Liam Neeson. And they're going to be doing a reboot of it. And Liam Neeson is going to be the new Liam Neeson is going to be the new star of this. Pamela Anderson and Akiva Shriver from Lonely Island and SNL days. This is Akiva Schaffer, excuse me. Schaffer also wrote Hot Rod, which is a very funny movie, and Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers, which was a very good movie, by the way.
Yes, I've
not seen that movie. It was a genuinely very funny movie. Why am I bringing this up? Well, Cody Rhodes is going to have some type of role in this action comedy reboot of The Naked Gun. Where this will be streaming, where this will be available, I don't know. Rhodes' role is said to be a cameo, but an important one that ties into the movie's plot. It indicates possibly he could be playing himself in the movie and could potentially be a victim of a crime at the hands of a villain.
So that's
certainly something. This is what a fun role to be in. What a fun role to be in, dude. Like, this is,
that's great.
This is pretty ridiculous here. Cody is a guy who actually went into acting before he tried his hand at WWE and pro wrestling. He's been on CW's Arrow. He's been on a handful of different things here and there. But this is interesting that him and his world champion then he gets to come in and kind of come in and do this hit. Don't you think?
Yeah, I like it. Good for Cody to get into, you know, the acting scene since he did take the classes. Shout out Emily May, our co-worker there.
Shout out Emily May. Acknowledge. Yeah. Acknowledge.
Acknowledge.
Acknowledge. Acknowledge Emily May. Emily May. The Rock does. You have to.
Yes, that's right. But yeah, you know.
I heard it's a cameo of some kind. Yes, Emily. It is a cameo of some kind. Interesting to see how this kind of plays out.
Yeah, I didn't even know.
Go follow Emily May. Such a delight to work with. I worked a lot with her on WrestleMania. A lot of cool stuff we have that are still coming out that we shot at WrestleMania. That's going to be out, by the way, too. So follow us over on the Instagram. You can see her all over that. And of course, she's quite busy with New Japan Pro, by the way. Some people were throwing chairs at the New Japan Pro Wrestling Conference, and I was there and feeling about it. Robert Higgins loving himself some AEW Dynasty. I would give it a 9. Would have been a 10 if they left Hook Jericho off the pay-per-view. But it's great. This one match show is awful. I love wrestling fans. It's always one thing. Nick, if they want to follow you on the things, where do they go? What things are you on?
I'm on Twitter or X and Instagram at Nick_Harksen. That's NICK_HARKSEN.
Mm-hmm. You can follow me on the Instagram at KevKellum6. That's at KevKellum6. KevKellum6. And then on the Twitter machine, I'm at KevKellum. All right. You can follow SK Wrestling _ on there as well on both the big gaps. Emily saying she thought Dynasty was a really good pay-per-view. You are both the best. Thank you. Also acknowledging you. You got the little ones up there. I appreciate that. Thank you, Emily.
Nice.
What's next for Cody Rhodes? A lot going on for Cody Rhodes. Going to have AJ Styles a backlash. That's what he's going to have.
Yeah, that's going to be great.
So that's what's next for us. Thank you guys for watching the show. Did you enjoy this little program that we gave you every Monday? Well, why don't you like it? Like it a lot. Wherever you're watching it, go ahead and do that. Share it with your wrestling buddies. Thank you, Jasmine. I appreciate it. Yeah, thank you. And so do that. Really, really helps us out. Other shows coming up from Sports Geeta this week over on the Wrestle Binge channel. We're on Sports Geeta Wrestling on the YouTubes, but over on the Wrestle Binge channel on YouTube, we're going to have Vince Russo, bro, tonight after Monday Night Raw, Unscripted tomorrow, like with Bill Apter and a special guest of some kind, potentially. You also get episodes this week of Teddy Long, along with Bill Apter. You'll get Wrestling with Russo, a whole bunch of different stuff. My new interview, by the way, with Ash by Elegance, Dana Brooke, formerly known as Dana Brooke, that is up. Mm-hmm. All that good stuff. Thank you guys so much. Remember, when watching wrestling, you must do the most important thing. Wrestling boy, wrestling girl. And what is that, young Nicholas?
You must enjoy wrestling.
What is it?
Enjoy wrestling.
Oh, you use your you're using your broadcaster voice.
Yes.